Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we go to Midtown Billings around the corner from the IGA grocery store into a strip mall right off Grand Avenue. We go to a restaurant called Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion with food that reminds me of my mom and dad's home cooking. At this moment, the restaurant has 259 items. Yes, I count it. With flavors from Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, and perhaps a mix of each with touches of American influences. Recently, they added a Korean grill. This show resonates the story of my family, Chinese immigrants who were given the opportunity to pursue the American dream. This family, as well as my father and mother, took on the challenge by not being afraid of working hard, of working countless hours, and of working with family. My father ran a grocery store in Berkeley with my mother at his right-hand side. My sister, brother, and I also put in our hours. But let's hear this story from under the big sky. I am at Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion, my go-to restaurant. In fact, my husband Joe and I call this the family cafeteria because when I don't want to cook, I come to this restaurant and love it. Been here many times.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jimmy Lee. My Chinese name is Ki Lin Lee. I come from south part of China. It's a city called Fuzhou. I come to United States. It was the winter time of 2002. My first place was New York, but I only stayed in New York a few months. I feeling it's too crowded, and yeah, I come to Billings to visit one of my cousins. I feel in Billings it's much better for living instead of New York, so I stayed here.
And who was in New York that encouraged you to actually come to the United States? You have family in New York, don't you?
I do, yes. Actually, it was my mom. She brought me with my brother in the same time. At the same time, it was 2002 winter, yes.
And is it an older or younger brother? And you have many children in the family, correct?
It's my older brother. I still have one of my grandma. She is 93 years old. She has eight kids. I mean, that made me have a lot of uncle, auntie, and most of them are in American too. Like I got some of them in New York and some in California and some of them in Florida.
But it was a cousin who came to Billings to open the Golden Phoenix restaurants and now owns Wild Ginger Japanese Steakhouse in downtown Billings that gave Lee the idea of relocating to this part of the world.
Hao Sheng and Tina Wu. Hao Sheng is my cousin, and he brought me to Billings, and he said he was thinking like we are new to American, so New York City is too, it's big, and it's, he tell us the Billings people is more friendly. Actually, after I come, it is true, Billings people it is much more friendly than New York.
The kindness of Billings convinced Lee to stay, even with the adverse weather.
Wintertime 2002, wintertime in New York, there was a lot of snow too. But then I come to Billings and it was still a little bit snowing. But you know, since I've been here for that many years, the winter is always a problem for me still. Because I was from the south part of China, and we don't get the snow over there. Even the wintertime, we still get like 50 degrees, and it's probably the coldest. So I still not get used to the winter here, but besides the winter, everything is just great, perfect.
Lee runs Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion with the help of his wife, his father-in-law, Yuguan Wang, who cooks in the kitchen, and his brother-in-law, Jack Wang, who heads the sushi bar, both with restaurant experience from New York. This is a family affair with this restaurant because I have seen your wife work here and her name is Icy, but you also have a father-in-law and brother-in-law that work here. Is that correct?
Right, yes. My father-in-law and my brother-in-law, they from New York, and they've been staying in New York for a long time. Like my father-in-law, he was there for almost 20 years. He's really good at cooking some of the Japanese kitchen food, like the tempura, the teriyaki style cooking. And my brother-in-law, he was doing the sushi in New York for over 10 years too.
Lee and his wife play tag team, running the front of the house, making time to be home with their daughter, who is 8.5 years old, and their 2-year-old son. Let's find out a little more about Lee's partner in life and business.
My wife, she was my classmate when I was in China. And after I came to America, I still went back to China to see her a lot. Then we got married in 2008. My wife, she's the person, it's kind of quiet and not really like to talk. So her sister named Ivy, and she was thinking about make a name close to Ivy, and she's the person like kind of frozen, so she named herself Icy. Even I remember at a school in China, and that's how we call her actually.
For those of you who have met Icy, I'm not sure the name she chose is an accurate representation of this beautiful woman. Like my parents, Jimmy Lee went through the naturalization process with completion of an application, attending an interview, and passing an English and civics test. Upon successful completion and following an oath of loyalty, then the status of citizenship is earned.
I got my citizenship on 2008, then I applying her to immigration to American. Then the first place she went to was New York, and that's the place where I meet her family. At that time we was talking about open our own restaurant in Billings. I know they making good sushi and making really kind of new style of Asian cooking too. So I was thinking, oh, Billings needs something new or something better.
Lee married not only Icy, but her family. He elaborates a bit more about how Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion came to be. He starts with his father-in-law.
His name is Yu Guang. He has the restaurant in New York that was like many years ago. And he's thinking that New York, it's like he's getting old, and he was thinking, he have same feeling of me. He feeling New York is too crowded. Even if you go to the Chinatown in New York, you can feel that kind of too many people make you kind of nervous. Then when you're getting older, you probably want a place more quiet for it.
So you did not have to bribe him to come here. You formed this idea together. You didn't have to say, well, I'll give you this if you come and cook for me in Billings.
No. But I mean, my brother-in-law, he is my partner, so we open this together. So for our thinking, like the Chinese people thinking, family is important. So he doesn't want to stay over in New York by himself, so he can't over too.
You have an incredible work ethics because this restaurant is open 7 days a week. How do you do that?
It's really hard to work like 7 days a week, but I'm enjoying that too. Like I want to make sure every customer come, they got the best service and best food. And so I just watch like every people when they cooking, like when they serving, I want to make sure we get everything right. So even when I'm not here, I have my wife here too.
So how is it that they make each customer feel so special? You have this natural ability to do customer service. Did you have training in working with people before you started this restaurant?
I did, yeah. I working for the restaurant since I come to America. So before I opened a restaurant, I've been serving and watch the cooking and training for cooking for over 8 years too. And mostly I'm working like outside in the dining room, like as the servers, as the managers. Kind of like that.
But Lee does not only work the front of the house.
Sometimes when we saw a cook, then I'm working inside the kitchen as the cook too. Sometimes we need a sushi maker, I can make the sushi too.
You are the man of all trades. You just are able to do everything. They're located in a strip mall. Once inside, fancy sushi Asian fusion color abounds. Neon lights of pink, green, and purple edge the ceiling of the restaurant, with a sushi bar on the back wall luring the guests in. The words Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion spelled out on a wall of crystal strands of beads divide the space in two. One side is for dining, while the other houses eight Korean grills with eight hoods. A bank of booths line the window side of the space. For good luck, a paper dragon dangles from the back ceiling. Also, several Japanese beckoning cats continue the spirit of good vibes. So what was the inspiration behind the decor?
This idea is more from New York. After I come to Billings, I still went to New York a lot to see my family. Then when I over there, and they always take me to the restaurant in New York, and that is very fancy. Like when you go inside, you can feeling the difference compared to the restaurant in Billings. Then they are pretty colorful and like have a LED light in the restaurant. It's shining. It's instead of like that kind of brown color style, we do more bright style.
Now that you have met the owner and have become acquainted with the space, let's learn about the food. As I said in the introduction, Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion offers over 259 selections on their menu. What are the favorite dishes that customers order here? Let's start with one hot dish and then tell me what the sushi orders are.
The hot dish customer like the teriyaki here. We have a teriyaki chicken, teriyaki New York steak, and we have the salmon teriyaki. The salmon teriyaki is getting very popular. We use very, very fresh of a salmon, which is from the sushi bar. So it's the same quality of a sushi salmon for the teriyaki salmon. And customer does like it a lot. On the Chinese food and Thai food, the Thai food, we have a dish. It's called a Thai Amazing Chicken. We use the peanut butter and some of the coconut milk, and we add in a little bit sugar and some of the gluten-free soy sauce. Because like we hearing a lot of customers are gluten-free. They have a gluten allergy, so we prepare many dish with gluten-free soy sauce. But anyway, like the teriyaki, the Thai Amazing Chicken, and one of the dish is called Kung Pao combination, which has the stir fry of chicken, beef, shrimp, scallion with the vegetable and the spicy brown sauce. That's pretty good too.
Oh, it sounds delicious. And what is your most popular sushi?
Most popular sushi will be the yummy though, and the spicy grill. Spicy grill, which has the spicy of
the
crab meat and the avocado inside, which
has
the spicy tuna, spicy salmon. And jalapeno on the top. And Yamilo, which has the spicy tuna, salmon, yellowtail, and avocado inside, and has the king crab on the top, and has some of the special sauce, which is the eel and the mango sauce.
The food is a fusion of cultures and ingredients from Asia and America. The choices and options can be dizzying, but this means there is something for everyone on the menu. In any meal, I believe that it is not finished until dessert is served. At the restaurant, the dessert they serve, sesame seed balls, remind me of Chinese New Year and my favorite auntie.
I feel a lot of customers, they come to our restaurant and what they asking is fortune cookie. I try to explain to them like fortune cookie is like more like Chinese restaurant. our main dish is more like the mix of Asian, like Japanese, we have some of the Chinese. So we want to do something different. So instead of a fortune cookie, we give customer the sesame seed bowl, which is like the mochi, deep-fried mochi dessert, which has the ground of the bread bean inside with the sticky rice cake outside, and we deep fry it with the sesame seed. So kind of crispy and sweet. It's good.
Well, and you even add extras. You put whipped cream and chocolate sauce on top, which makes it even more delicious. Before we move into the second part of flavors, I wanted to share one of the fun gifts Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion gives. Play this song when you hear of anybody having a birthday celebration.
Right, yes. When customer come and they tell us, oh, it's one of them's birthday, then we prepare some of a dessert and we light the candle and we have one of the servers take the dessert to them, and at the same time we play the birthday song, and the server also sing the birthday to them too. It was pretty fun.
And what are some of the desserts you serve?
Like the creme brulee mochi ice cream, and also the tempura ice cream, which is the ice cream on fire.
With ice cream ablaze, this song plays overhead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Now that we are in a festive mood, come back to the second part of Flavors Under the Big Sky for more sizzle as we eat at the new Korean barbecue. In the side half of Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion, there are 8 tables with a grill, the size of a large round platter built into the middle of the table. In Korea, there are restaurants specializing on just barbecue cooking. The idea is for the customer to come in and cook their own food. No, this is not the knife spinning, food throwing, and flame show of hibachi style restaurants. It is much lower key. At Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion, pork belly, thinly sliced brisket, marinated short ribs, and scallops are some of the options that arrive on a plate to the table. A selection of sauces and condiments accompany the meats. Rice, salad, or soup also come with the meal. But fear not, if you do not want to cook, a server will be happy to prepare the food right in front of you.
You have now added a new addition, aside from what you serve from the kitchen and your sushi that you do, you have now added the Korean grill. Why did you do that?
You know, actually at the beginning, I was thinking about adding a hibachi place, but I feel like it's too many hibachi restaurants in Billings, so I want to do something new. And the thing is, like, you know, I have a lot of cousins in New York, so they can get something new for me. Like, I got all of the recipe from them. They sent me the video and to show me like how to get a start and how to prepare the meat and to keep it fresh and good tasting. And that it's important for any kind of restaurant. And also, like, Korean barbecue is getting very popular in New York and like in big city, and we don't have anyone in Montana yet. But I mean, before we open, so I was thinking, oh, we should get one. I mean, I wasn't sure if customer gonna like it or gonna know it, but we do definitely want teach customer to know more about like different style of Asian food.
Can you explain the Korean grill service to the listener?
Korean barbecue is like a small cooking grill on the table. Then we bring out the raw meat, it's uncooked meat, and the side dish like the pickled cabbage is called kimchi, and also like the pickled cucumber, the baby eggplant, the relish, and also we have octopus, like some of the side dish. Then we cook on the table, like, you know, like actually in most of the Korean restaurant, they always have customer to cook in their own. They feeling it's more fun, but because we are the first one, so mostly we cook part of it for customer and always ask them if they want us to cook everything we can. So when we first open, some of the customer, they ate the Korean barbecue in either the California or the Texas, but they were thinking, oh, that kind of like customer have to cook their own. But actually we do have the servers. The servers can stay on your table all the time to cook for you. And that's the things we want to make a little bit different too. So customer doesn't need to get worried about, oh, they don't know how to cook.
Yeah, so that you make it so that if they do need help, you help them. And if they want to cook by themselves, you just allow them to do their own thing.
Right, yes. For me, I'd rather have myself to cook on a Korean barbecue. It would be more fun, yeah. Especially with the kids.
Yeah, no, that would be a great opportunity for kids to learn about cooking different foods on a grill. So that's a great idea.
Before we actually cook up some food, Lee shares the journey of finally getting these grills with separate hoods into his restaurant.
How long did it take you to get these grills? And you have 8 grills in this room?
We have 8 grills in the dining room. You know, we prepare to get it open for a long time. We prepare began from last summertime. And the first, we have to find a right grill, like it's hard. I Google a lot, and it's a lot of more fancy grill in China actually, but they don't have the UL listing number, which like all of the equipment need to be approved by the US government and the building department, like the fire department things. And then we have an architect to have to draw a plan and send to the building department. And they come back like 3 times and we make some change, and finally they happy. They sign off and they stand on the plan, then we can start remodeling. When we first started remodeling, I saw we can get it down in like a month, and actually that is the constructor told me, but actually it took 3 months for us to get open.
And it's pretty impressive because each of the grills have their own individual hoods. And of course each hood has to be able to draw all the flavors and the heat and everything out in an efficient manner. And I guess the key is not to burn the restaurant down.
It's right. The building department and fire department, they do that just for protecting us and the customer too. It's very important. I'm glad they do that. Yes.
Now let's cook up some Korean barbecue food.
I'm going to show you how to cook a pork belly first. I do recommend customer to try the pork belly. That is the best in Korean barbecue grill. I got some onion, butter, garlic, some of a slice of jalapeno and zucchini. Just right at the end of the table, we have a switch. You can control the temperature of a grill.
With an infrared thermometer gun, Lee makes sure he begins cooking at the right temperature.
450. Like when it's close to 450, we can put some butter and vegetable on the grill first. Pork belly is not marinade. We only put some of the salt and pepper on the top. That way we can keep the pork belly simple, so like less of a tasting. Then customer can make their own tasting. We bring out like 4 different kind of a dipping sauce. One is it's called a spicy soybean pasting. One is the sesame oil with salt and pepper. And one of them are the soy vinegar sauce with the onion. And the other one is the barbecue sauce. For the pork belly, the best way to eat it is making a lettuce wrap. Like you put the pork belly on the lettuce and you can add in some of a kimchi, some of a, like any of a pickled cucumber things, also the spicy soybean pasting sauce. That's the best to go with the pork belly. the mini grill's place on the big grill thing, it's for like after the meat get cooked and you don't want it to get too dry, and we can just put it on the top. It will keep it warm and not get too dry.
Once again, to accompany the meats.
Side dish, we have the red color, kind of like red color one. It's the pickled cabbage. We call it kimchi. And we have the calamari salad. And we have a baby octopus. But the baby octopus, we better put it on the grill to cook it a little bit. It tastes much better. Also, we have a pickled cucumber, the pickled garlic, the pickled radish, and the pickled baby eggplant.
Lee also served up jumbo shrimp with their shells on, and then half-inch thick filet mignon. The meat goes onto an open grate, much like the grill on our barbecues at home, while shrimp and pork belly are cooked on a solid plate. The open grate brings up flavor from the charcoal placed by the gas flames, and then flare up of fire from occasional dripping juices help caramelize the food. Here's a small taste of cooking filet mignon, but first Lee shares the secret of cooking the meat.
This grill, the fire is going to be, the meat can reach the flame from the charcoal and the grill.
For Lee, he finds using familiar utensils for cooking much easier.
No, it would be, for me, it would be easy with the chopstick.
Not only has Lee learned to use tongs and forks, he's also learned how foods can be enjoyed and then shared with his customers.
You know, like in my country, like the south part of China, Chinese and the north part of Chinese, the eating is different too. Like I saw a lot of the north part of Chinese, they eat the green onion just by itself. They even eat the garlic, the raw garlic. But in my hometown, it's not, we don't eat the raw, we like to cook the garlic.
Here's a quick recap of cooking the filet mignon.
So what Jimmy's done is that he first put carrots, zucchini, mushrooms, and green onion stalks onto the grill, and then took a little cube of butter and scraped it a little bit on the top of the grill just to get it a little oiled. Flames came up, and then he put on these filet mignon pieces of meat, and right now he's spraying olive oil or on it. But what he did, the secret, I think, is the butter. And as the meat was cooking, after he put it on the grill, he spread a little butter on top. So I think that is the secret sauce.
Flavors Under the Big Sky can be found with the ingenious combination of foods and flavors from around the world. Many thanks to Jimmy Lee for his sharing of flavors from around Asia and opening the first Korean barbecue in Montana. Thanks to him for bringing back memories of foods from my childhood. Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been produced with the help of Ken Seberg. Theme music is by Parker Brown. Additional funding has been provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanians. For more information about this show, go to ypradio.org. I'm Stella Fong.